Fantasy Sports Today.
What is up and welcome into Fantasy Sports Today, World Cup 2018 edition. I am Frank Stanfill alongside the analyst, Chris Venture. Chris, what's going on, man?
What's up, Frankie? How you doing? Good to have you on. Let's talk some World Cup. It's getting interesting.
Yeah, we know all World Cup. Look, we're downstairs in the fantasy pit of misery. Our guy, Chris Ventura, coming in every day, talking about the World Cup with us. He's wagering a lot on these games. But today, we're going to change it up. We're not just going to talk about wagers for the rest of the World Cup here. We want to talk about the actual games, the actual teams, what we can expect from the rest of the World Cup moving forward. Mm-hmm. And that brings me to one team which has been pretty much a powerhouse to this point, and that is Croatia, who is currently leading their group. They have two wins in their first two games in the same group as Nigeria. Iceland, we saw that huge, huge upset win against Argentina this past weekend. So with that being said, Venture, I want to ask you, How far can Croatia actually go in this World Cup? We know that they have Rakitic, they have Luka Modric, they have legitimate talent. So how far can they actually go in the World Cup this year?
I think that they can go to at least the quarterfinals, I think, here. Because now that they beat out Argentina for the group, they got the group locked up, they played very well, destroyed Argentina. That gives them great confidence. And looks like they're playing Denmark pretty much in the round of 16 here. So this is a team they could easily beat. Denmark didn't look great throughout this tournament. They didn't score very many goals. They beat Peru 1-0, which they should have lost that game. They drew with Australia 1-1. Australia's not a very good team. And, you know, at the end here, France tied them 0-0 in, you know, a game that they should have maybe scored a goal. France was benching a lot of players there, you know. So I think Croatia beats Denmark in the round of 16. I could almost 100% say that they'll win that game. And then they'll move on to the quarterfinals. Who they see in the quarterfinals is probably going to be a powerhouse. And, you know, if you run into the likes of a Germany getting hot or maybe a French team or something like that, Spain or Portugal, I think they're going to have a tough time. I think they'll put up a fight. But I think their road ends around the quarterfinals. If they have a great run, maybe the semis. Maybe the semis.
Yeah, I like that call here with Croatia. Look, with any tournament, it comes down to teams that are getting hot. And you mentioned one team there that has really been up and down to this point in the tournament, and that has been Germany, the World Cup champions from 2014. A bit of a hangover to start. We saw them lose in the first game against Mexico, and then the second game bounce back. Huge, huge goal in the 95th minute there from Toni Kroos to, you know, keep their hopes alive. I mean, they would have still had their hopes if they tied that game, but winning really, really set them up nicely for this next game against Korea, where they do need to win in order to advance. So how do you feel about Germany? They won't have Jerome Boateng in that game, right, who left the previous game. Two yellow cards turned into a red card. So how do you feel about Germany right now? What did you take away from their second game against Sweden? And are they the team that could get hot at the right time?
I think that, you know, coming into this tournament, they were the odds-on, them and Brazil, the odds-on favorites. And, you know, both of them haven't looked as great as we thought they would. Losing to Mexico. Mexico showed they had a lot more energy than Germany. I feel like Germany's getting a little older now. 2014, they won the World Cup. They're kind of like Spain from 2010, who got old in 2014, didn't even make it out of the group, I don't think, that year. So I think this is a Germany team that will make it out of the group, but I don't think they're as strong as they used to be. They're technically sound, of course. They're well coached. They're smart players. They're talented players. But, you know, without Boateng, you need Boateng, first of all. And they did very well to win that game without Boateng, a man down, their best defender by far, smart player. And they get that goal. If they don't get that goal there, it's the tie. Germany might be out of this. You know what I mean? Against Korea, they should win the game. They're a much better team without Boateng, even. And they should win this game. They should get in. But they're going to play a tough team probably in the next round because they're probably going to come in second here. It looks like Mexico got this group locked up. So I don't think Germany is coming in too hot. They had these two scary games. Sweden still had a ton of chances. I think this unsung hero here is Manuel Neuer, the goalie for Germany, who made a couple of brilliant saves against Sweden. That could have been the end of Germany right there. You know what I mean? And he saved it for them. They have basically the best goalkeeper in the world, if not one of the best. And I think they have a chance. Obviously, they're Germany. They can move on very far. But if they run into the wrong team, like a really hot Belgium in the quarterfinals, let's say, I think their tournament ends there, similar to Croatia. But I think they have a better chance to make the semis than a Croatia. So In the next round, they could end up matching up with Brazil. That could be an extremely huge matchup. And I think at this point, I would take Brazil over Germany. I think Brazil's just a little bit younger, a little bit faster, have a little bit more talent overall than Germany, even though Germany's very talented. But I just don't think this is Germany's year. They're not going to win another World Cup here with this team. I think it's a little too old, a little too slow for this pace in this World Cup.
Yeah, we know how hard it is, obviously, to win back-to-back World Cups. And you mentioned what they struggle with, really, is pace. And,
pace,
you know,
yeah.
Faster teams. So if they do get stuck with a Brazil in the next round, you've seen the way that they play. They have Joshua Kimmich moving up as the right back, and then they kind of get exposed on counterattacks. It's just Boateng, Mats Hummels missed the second game with injury. Looks like he is going to play in the third game. So, it looks like they are vulnerable against those faster teams. So I tend to agree with you. Look, if they run into a Brazil or a fast team like that, a Portugal, a Spain,
Colombia.
At some point, Colombia, if they
super
run into
fast.
One of these teams in the next couple of rounds, I think they could be in some trouble there. So let's move on. Another team that you've been just banging the drum for since even before the World Cup started is Belgium. But right alongside Belgium, actually, is England, who, you know, in years past, they've had stacked teams but haven't really lived up to expectations. So far this year, we know Harry Kane is just doing his thing right now.
He's got the golden boot right now.
He's got the golden boot right now. He's got five goals scored. In that group, England and Belgium are actually tied right now. They both have 6 points. They both have wins. They actually both have the same exact plus-minus in goal differential. They're +6 right now. So what do you expect out of this group? Belgium, are they still your favorite to win, or has England surprised you, and what can we expect when they play each other?
Well, this is a very interesting one because, first of all, both games they played Panama and Tunisia. Now, Tunisia's not a bad team. Panama is arguably the worst team in the tournament, I would say. I spoke about this before. You know, Belgium killed them and England killed them pretty much. So I want to see them play good teams. But the problem is this Belgium-England match doesn't have too much weight on it. You know what I mean? Nobody's getting knocked out here. They're both advancing, which we expected out of this group. It's just who's going to win the group. And you know what? It really doesn't matter because they're going to end up playing the Group H teams. And the Group H is probably the weakest group out of all these groups because they don't have a powerhouse team. Their best team is Colombia, probably. And Colombia is in third place at this time. So, Colombia might end up winning the group. They end up playing Senegal in the next round. Senegal, Colombia look like the two strongest teams in this group to me. But either way, Belgium, England play either one of these teams, they should be the favorite over them. Maybe you don't want to run to Colombia, but right now you don't know if Colombia is going to win the group or come in second or get knocked out. So I think both teams here, Belgium and England, in this game, it's going to be a match where it might be like a 0-0, 1-1 type game because I think guys are going to get rested. Guys on yellow cards aren't going to play because yellow cards don't get wiped out until the quarterfinals. So you don't want a guy in the yellow card in, the round of 16 getting another yellow, and then basically they're out. You know, they're done. So you don't want this to happen. You don't want a suspension. So I think they're going to take it lightly here. You're not going to see the Belgium and England you're going to see in the next round. I'm looking forward to seeing them around the 16. Either way, in this situation, I think Belgium is the stronger team. I think Belgium is the team to beat in this tournament. I think Belgium, if anybody could beat Belgium, that's the team that's going to win the World Cup. But I don't think anybody will. I think Belgium has a nice road. They're going to play either Senegal, Colombia, whoever it is. Colombia is a scarier team, but Belgium has every key piece you need. They have a great goalkeeper in Thibaut Courtois. They have Vincent Kompany, one of the best center backs in the world. Meunier and Carrasco on the wings. You have De Bruyne, a young, great player. Hazard, one of the best midfielders in the world. I mean, this team's stacked all around. Lukaku, who has 4 goals in this tournament, tied Ronaldo. So I don't see anybody beating Belgium. Maybe England beats them here, but I don't think that's a true win because they're not going to play the way Belgium's going to play in the further rounds. That being said, right now England has the group. Based on fair play points, honestly, I'm not really too sure what that means, but they're basically ahead of them for these fair play points. But, I don't really think that's fair. I think it should come down to this game. And hopefully Belgium wins 1-0 just to get the group win and just show dominance that they are the team to beat in this tournament, which I think they are.
I do tend to agree with you. Obviously, with some of those players playing on yellow cards, you don't want to risk not having those guys in the next round. Also, Lukaku battling injury there, so we don't know if he's going to play. Should be a good one. The last team I want to ask you about today, Chris, kind of similar to Croatia. I think they were kind of an underdog in this tournament. No one was really talking about them, but pulled off a huge clutch win their last time out. Zerdan Shaqiri scoring in stoppage time against Serbia for Switzerland to be tied with Brazil right now with 4 points in the group. Brazil does have the goal differential, but what do you expect out of Switzerland? Similar to Croatia, I don't think they're as good, as well-rounded as Croatia, but one of these kind of like unsung teams right now. How far do you think Switzerland can actually go if they do advance from the group?
Yeah. Switzerland, yeah, I agree. This is a team not many people talk about. Nobody's bringing up Shaqiri, Granit, Xhaka. These are two great players on this team. And the goalie, Sommer, is a great goalie as well. They're a good possession-based team. They keep the ball. Maybe they're boring to watch. Maybe that's why people don't really, you know, aren't really into them and don't know too much about them, but they could hold possession, they could play good defense. And in the knockout phases, that's what you need to win a tournament. That's how Italy won in 2006. That's how Spain won in 2010. They held possession, they played great defense. That's how you win these big tournaments. The group stage is just to get out of it. And in the group stage, you could tie. So if all you have is defense, you might not get out. But the Switzerland-Brazil tie was big for them. It gave them confidence, it gave them momentum. They beat Serbia, who had 3 points already coming in. And, you know, I think Switzerland, they'll probably end up only coming second in this group because, you know, Brazil's in this group and, you know, Brazil are probably, you know, right now they got the goal differential lead. They're playing Serbia. They'll probably beat them like 1-0 unless Switzerland really smacks Costa Rica, which they might do. I don't see them winning the group. But either way, Switzerland should go on. And I think they could beat a lot of these teams. I think they could possibly beat a Croatia. I know Croatia, you say, has better overall talent, and I agree with you. Luka Modric is like one of the best players in the world right now, midfield maestro. But, you know, Xhaka and Shaqiri, both midfielders that can get things done, get things going for their offense, and can score. You know, you got Mandzukic on the offense for Croatia. They have scorers like that that can come up and score, you know, with Shaqiri and Xhaka. Maybe they're not as talented, but I like that possession game in the knockout stages. I think they could go to possibly even the semifinals. I think they could do that. But I'm going to say a quarterfinals finish for them. I do have them as one of my teams that I bet to win the World Cup because the odds were beautiful. But France and Belgium are my two main teams to go there. And Switzerland is the dark horse. I say they're the dark horse team to make it to the semis, maybe even the finals. That'd be a kind of a mini miracle, but I'll say the semis for now.
There you go. Chris Ventura with the bold call on Switzerland that could actually go far in the tournament. You know, it's not a FST World Cup edition unless Chris Venture makes at least one Italy reference throughout the show. But I'm sorry, Chris. It didn't happen for them this year. Don't worry. I have no doubts that we'll see Italy in 2022.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was a 50-year hiatus. Maybe we were due to not be in it this year, but we'll be back. We'll be back, and I don't think there'll be another time in my lifetime where I don't see them make the World Cup, especially if they move to 48 teams in 2026. We don't know. That might happen. It'd be crazy.
There you go. Chris Ventura, is part of Team Italy here at the Fantasy Sports Network. But please, subscribe to the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube channel. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think about the predictions. Croatia, Switzerland, how far you think that these teams can go in the 2018 World Cup. For Chris Ventura, I am Frank Stample. Thanks for watching. See you again soon.